This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. President Trump has balked at signing legislation to avert a partial government shutdown at midnight Friday because it doesn't include money for the wall he wants built along the U.S.-Mexico border. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After a meeting here at the White House,
the president informed us that he will not sign the bill that came over from the Senate last evening.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says the president cited legitimate concerns over border security since the bill does not have money to build a border wall.
So we're going to go back and work on adding border security to this, also keeping the government open because we do want to see an agreement.
The president had faced rare GOP criticism for backing off a pledge to force a shutdown in hopes of securing money for the wall.
Sagar Magani reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis abruptly said he's quitting Thursday after falling out with President Trump over his foreign policies. That a day after Trump rebuffed top advisors and decided to pull all U.S. troops out of Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Defense Secretary James Mattis will be leaving the Trump administration early next year. The departure was announced by President Donald Trump in a tweet that reads, "General Jim Mattis will be retiring with distinction at the end of February after having served my administration as Secretary of Defense for the past 2 years." The announcement by the president came just one day after his surprise announcement that U.S. troops are being withdrawn from Syria. That announcement caught members of Congress and U.S. allies by surprise. In his Mattis tweet, Trump said a new Secretary of Defense will be named shortly. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off of Russia's far east on Thursday. Russian news agencies carried no immediate reports of damage from the sparsely populated area. The quake struck off of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. This is VOA. A state of emergency has been declared in two eastern Sudan states after at least two protesters were killed in mass demonstrations sparked by rising prices. Thousands of protesters have been marching in cities and towns across Sudan, angry over rising costs of goods such as bread and widespread corruption. Eyewitnesses said among the protesters, some were men wearing uniforms. Prices for food have skyrocketed in recent months, with inflation topping 60%. This comes after the government cut subsidies earlier this year. At least one protester was killed Wednesday and another died Thursday. They torched government buildings, including headquarters of the National Congress Party, which is the ruling party in Sudan. Eyewitnesses say the building burned to the ground Thursday. States of emergency were declared in several cities. Some of the Sudanese protesters are demanding a regime change. Many say they cannot earn a living or pay for basic needs like bread and fuel. The economy has deteriorated over the past several years after South Sudan became independent, depriving Khartoum of much of its oil revenue. The UN support mission in Libya and the UN Human Rights Office released a report Wednesday documenting numerous violations and abuses committed against migrants and refugees as soon as they arrive in Libya and throughout their stay. Correspondent Leisha Slein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN monitors visited 11 official government-run detention centers where thousands of migrants and refugees are being held. They documented cases of torture, beatings, and forced labor. They said the inmates were starved and women were raped by their guards. The 61-page report covers a 20-month period up to August. It is based on 1,300 interviews conducted by UN human rights staff in Libya, as well as from migrants who have returned to Nigeria or have reached Italy. UN officials say the climate of lawlessness in Libya provides fertile ground for atrocities and illicit activities to thrive. It says widespread impunity in the country make migrants and refugees vulnerable for exploitation and extortion by human traffickers and criminal smuggling networks.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. Former President Barack Obama surprised patients as he delivered gifts at a children's hospital in Washington. This week, the former president, wearing a Santa cap and carrying a sack of presents, greeted the patients and their parents at Children's National on Wednesday with a ho, ho, ho. He told them his reindeer were stuck in some snow, but he wanted to make sure he visited. Obama chatted with patients in their rooms and stopped by several playrooms. I'm Lori London, VOA News.